Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. Happy 2022, everyone. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about what sleep providers don't know about mask fitting, an appropriate topic for the first podcast of the new year. Well, it turns out there's a lot of patient factors that mask fitting traditionally hasn't accommodated. But there's a new technology tool out there that's trying to change that. And here to talk about that is Cox Tango. He's the CEO of AR Medical Technologies, which produces Mask Fit AR. Cox, Happy New Year. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Happy New Year, David. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to talk about Mask Fit AR to all of you.
It's definitely interesting technology, I'm glad to have you on the podcast. Let's dive in with our interview. In a nutshell, Cox, what is the technology that you guys have developed for sleep care?
Well, as you know, for people who suffer from sleep apnea, as you know, the standard of treatment is called CPAP or BiPAP therapy. And with this type of therapy, the most important and integral component of it is really trying to find the appropriate mask for each individual so that they can effectively treat their sleep apnea using CPAP or BiPAP. What we've created through MaskFit AR is a mobile app, which is a tool for clinicians and general consumers that they can use to find the best suited mask for their CPAP or BiPAP therapy. And what it uses is a precision digital imaging system, and it combines it with an artificial intelligence and machine learning database to find the best suited mask for each person's profile. Our technology was developed so that we can provide contactless mask fitting for companies that provide telemedicine services to their clients, as well as it can be used in clinic for contactless mask fitting inside the clinic as well, using tools that we already have available to us, such as phones and tablets from Apple and Android.
Okay, and one of the things about the technology is that it, if I have this right, it aims to fix some of the issues in current mask fitting approaches that you guys see as problematic. Is that right? If I have that right, what are some of the problems in current mask fitting approaches?
David, over the past couple of decades, the biggest challenge that we've had for mask fitting is that it hasn't changed that much through the years. And in 20 years that I've been in practice, we haven't really changed the approach in the way we fit masks for patients. And with more masks that come into the market, although it gives us the availability to find a better mask because of greater selection, it also introduces more potential for errors because there's just so much to choose from. As a respiratory therapist for the past 20 years, I've set up more than 10,000 patients on CPAP therapy. And over that time, the biggest challenge that I've always faced was the fact that I've always had to tell patients, you know, try this mask, and if it doesn't work out for you, we're going to try something different. And that phrase, although it's worked for us because that's the alternative that we had and the choices that we had to provide and a reassurance to a patient, the challenge is that it really doesn't exude a lot of confidence for that patient to start therapy or even continue therapy moving forward. And as a result, you know, in our industry, there's actually a high discard rate of masks, and almost 30% of all masks are discarded by the patient because they start to get frustrated with the therapy, and oftentimes it results in people stopping the use of their CPAP. This, for companies like DMEs and HMEs, have resulted in wasted time, effort, and resources. And although DMEs and HME companies have now accepted this as part of the normal cost of business, it really doesn't have to be that way.
And there's other parts of mask fitting that current mask fitting approaches don't take into consideration, right? Like we were talking about like ethnicity and lifestyle and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, when we think about mask fitting, initially our first impression is it's all about sizing. But The problem in our industry is that there's really no standardized method for creating a small, medium, or large size mask. It's not like finding a shirt or a shoe where there's at least some sort of a standard. It's all dependent on the template and the various styles and the various brands that are out there. So when we created MaskFit AR, it takes into account things such as gender, ethnicity, modality of treatment, if they're using a CPAP or a BiPAP, the pressures that are being delivered, if they're low or high, or even sleeping positions and other medical conditions, such as if they have a deviated septum, chronic nasal congestion, or allergies, because all of these play a huge role in the proper mask selection. And if you account for all of these in providing trying to select the right mask, then it may be just the fine difference between success and a failure for each individual.
Let's talk a little bit about the technology. How does this work? You mentioned earlier that it uses existing tablets, and I'm sure it also uses the cameras on those tablets. Maybe you can kind of explain how the system works.
Well, we have a number of patent-pending technologies that we combine together. The first is a patent-pending technology that actually allows us to measure a face to less than a millimeter. But for security purposes, we actually don't take any images that are transmitted to any servers, and we only take reference points. But through a sub-millimeter measurement, we're able to measure different reference points of the face, including nasal pillow sizes by the measuring the entryway for a nasal pillow mask into the nostrils. And then we combine that with artificial intelligence and machine learning with our patent-pending satisfaction matrix that compares demographic data, medical data, and clinical data. And then we create a profile for each individual. And then we compare that profile with thousands and in the future millions of individuals like that person that have successfully chosen and use the mask, and then use that template as a means to provide a recommendation list of masks to the patient. So when we provide that list, it empowers the clinician as well as the user to find the ideal mask as a great starting point, and even for a replacement mask for patients already using CPAP or BiPAP therapy but are looking for an alternative mask option for them.
You guys have a clinical app, but then there's also a free user app out there where people can use it for themselves. And this actually kind of unlocks some even more powerful potential in terms of creating, like, I guess, a database of faces and masks that work well for those faces. Do I have that right?
Exactly. So the database that we collect for the general user, we port it out through the App Store and Google Play so that anybody who has a phone and is a CPAP user can download it and input their profiles. And what that does now is that it populates this data warehouse of information. But again, we don't take any impressions or collect any faces into it. But what we take are profiles and masks that have worked well for these individuals, and we now combine all of that, and that becomes a source of the neural engine that we have within it, so that the artificial intelligence can now do its magic to try to find the appropriate mask for each individual as each individual starts to request for it using the MaskFit AR app.
And that's global, right?
That is a global initiative that we have. And there's over 150 masks worldwide. And we actually segregate it and appropriate it based on the different regions, because some masks are available in certain regions versus the others it may not be. But we want to make sure that we provide the adequate recommendation of masks for each region and not just for North America, for example.
Man, that's incredible. And now let's give the audience an idea of timeline. You guys have been developing this for a while, right?
Yeah, we actually have been developing this technology since 2013. And it wasn't created as a technology play, as a reaction to the pandemic, which we now know that requires many facilities and organizations to have remote contactless mask fitting to provide services and care to their patient. And as a result, our technology is pretty robust, where we actually have a mobile app system, but we also have a web portal that combines it with that. So it's a lot more robust than your typical mask fitting tool that you can imagine it to be.
And you guys are vendor agnostic. In other words, you guys have profiles for all sorts of masks out there.
Yes, we have over 150 masks of all the brands that are out there. Our goal is not to find a brand specific for a patient. Our goal is to find the right mask so that a person could be successful in providing care for themselves or for clinicians to provide care to their patients.
All right. And so another thing is that, if I'm not mistaken, there's some patient engagement capabilities in here as well. Like, you guys can, you know, check in with patients and see how they're, or, you know, the provider, if they're using the system, can connect with a patient who's a user of MaskFit AR and see how they're doing with their new mask, right?
That's correct, David. And again, we created a robust platform that is much more engaging and not just a mask fitting tool. And so we actually consider our app a communication platform that allows secure encrypted messaging capabilities. It does resupply notification. And then the mask fitting component is just one of the primary technologies that's embedded within the app. We've created a system that's secure and connects to organizations as well as the sleep specialists and clinicians with their patients, so that through the web portal and the app, we can now communicate confidently and securely with our patients without having to send emails, which, as we know, people get inundated with emails all the time, and it's not really the best form of communication anymore. And using a secure app, it's almost like a trusted communication platform, so that the user and the institutions or the clinicians can now communicate with their patients, knowing that the information that's being exchanged is secure, but also it's coming from a trusted provider, not just general spam or initiatives to try to query information from you.
And so now, talking about patient engagement, talking about getting people, you know, with the right masks, those sorts of things. And also knowing that there's this user app out there. What's kind of the business model for a provider looking at this? You know, obviously, they want to get the right fit, and clearly that's important for them. But is this a service that the provider pays for versus the users? How does that all play out?
Yeah, so providers are provided, with an institutional platform that they can sign up for, so that they can now also deploy this technology to their existing patients. They charge a nominal maintenance fee based on the size of the organization, as well as a transactional fee when the app is used to fit a mask for a patient, whether it's a new patient that is currently about to start CPAP therapy, or for patients who are about to resupply themselves with masks, looking for a different mask for themselves. The transactional fees are not based on impression, but rather based on the masks that are sold through the app when patient engages using the app to find the right mask. So it doesn't actually set up or charge the institution with multiple masks each time. It's only when the institution sells a mask using the app that they would be charged. But we also understand that every business and organization is unique. And one advantage of MaskFit AR is that it's very versatile in how it can be utilized. So we developed the app so that it can be used by DMEs and HMEs, sleep labs, sleep specialists, online platforms, mask manufacturers, and other service providers that provide services for the treatment of sleep apnea. We have a business model that caters to each type of organization. So part of our onboarding process is really to understand your needs. And then our team will help develop a workflow to help you seamlessly integrate it with everyday processes that you already have.
You know, going back to the fact that this is an app that you've designed for the whole world to use, there's kind of a global mission here, right? In other words, you've got multilingual capabilities as well. Tell me a bit about that. Is the idea to really have like a picture of what masks work for the whole world?
Yeah, and we currently have it now deployed in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, South America, UK, the Philippines, and Australia. And we distributed this globally because there are many regions of the world that still do not have a developed or matured method of mask fitting due to lack of experienced clinicians. And as a result, we were compelled to make sure that we provided this app in Spanish, Chinese, and we recently released it in French as well. And we released both the app as well as instructional animated videos in these languages because we believe that by translating it in these languages, it will allow a lot of people to adopt this technology more easily.
Well, I guess, where are you guys taking this next? What's your ultimate goal here for MaskFit AR?
The ultimate goal is really to try to create new standards, right? By revolutionizing a process of mask fitting that we currently are doing, which is pretty basic, right? We're not trying to reinvent the wheel for mask fitting. We simply have created a tool to improve this archaic, rudimentary, and imprecise method that we currently are using of trial and error. And we're using modern technologies that are already in the hands of most people who have CPAP or BiPAP worldwide, which is really our mobile phones and mobile tablets, right? We just want to enable them to do things better. And I believe we can empower them by using MaskFit AR.
Man, well, it's fascinating stuff. If providers out there in the audience want to learn more about MaskFit AR, how can they learn?
Well, they can visit us on our website at www.maskfitar.com or email us at info@armedical.com. You can contact one of our team members to schedule a demo of the app, and we can also provide a needs assessment so that we can properly instruct or at least assist you in the proper utilization of MaskFit AR within your organization. And again, we understand that every organization's workflow is different and unique, and we want to cater to your needs.
Okay, and that URL again?
That URL is www.maskfitar.com.
Easy enough. Cox, thank you so much for being on today's episode. This is really fascinating stuff. It's a great way to start the new year.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here and to speak to you, and happy new year to you all.
All righty. Thanks again to Cox for joining the podcast. I think we'll wrap up today's episode here. But before I do that, I have a question. Do you want to help the HMEB podcast reach more HME providers? Then take a quick second to rate and review this episode. And please, if you haven't done so already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that is happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. And you can even get that as a digital edition if you don't want to kill a tree. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via email. You can hit me up there at D as in David, K O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics like sleep therapy solutions. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.